the songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a radio show featuring songs written by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans. I'm your host, Carl Enbihan. For the next 2 hours, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Out said the skipper to Gilligan, a coconut hit him on his head. If it happened to me, baby, you know I would probably be dead. And I know that I should get down upon my knees and pray, 'cause I'm going to the graveyard someday. Until that coconut hits me on my head, I just wanna get out and play. Coyote tried to catch the roadrunner till that anvil squashed him flat. But happened to me, baby, I wouldn't just get right back up like that. Oh, I know that I should get down upon my knees and I'm going to the graveyard someday. Until that anvil squashes me quite flat, I just wanna get out and play. Play something for me, Randy. Be getting some rest, and I know that I should get down upon my knees and pray. 'Cause I'm going to the graveyard someday. Until that coconut hits me on my head, I just wanna get out and play. Until that anvil squashes me quite flat, I just wanna get out and play. Until it comes my time for dying, Lord, I just wanna get out and play.
Dave Cafell, along with Randy Mickelberg, going to the graveyard as we celebrate Halloween night. And we are live, or perhaps I should say we are dead, here at the studios of Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls. Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Carl Enbihan, and we are going to have a creepy time tonight. I was checking our playlist, finding all the creepiest and ghoulish titles I could find, and scary, and we're going to play those tonight. That, of course, was Dave and Randy with Going to the Graveyard, and that was recorded live. And those guys are very, very talented. They were up here last year for our singer-songwriter event. Hey, You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew, where we play no redone, revised, remixed, reconstituted, rehashed, re-recorded, regurgitated, reimagined, songs put together like the Frankenstein monster. I hope you're going to have a good time tonight, because that's the only reason I'm here. Up next, a new song by Steve and Kim Wolf titled Black and Blue. And here's Steve singing. You're listening to MHB. Artists here on Minnesota Homebrew, Steve and Kim Wolf, Black and Blue. And that's what you kind of get if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. Well, up next, Paul M. Holte singing with a group called the Tarvies. He has a couple CDs out. This one's from Old MacDonald Had a Banjo. I love weird titles. And this is called Don't Go Into the Attic.
That's what Mama said. There's nothing for you in the attic but dust and old cobwebs. But I kept pestering my mama just to wear her down. One day when I was home alone, I heard this terrifying sound, and it went,
ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh.
Oh, what was I to do? It was coming from the attic. You know that forbidden zone. Here was my chance to prove myself, try to neutralize our home. 'Cause I'm not afraid of bats or mice. I like to sleep in the dark. I'm not afraid of maggots or lice. I'm cool, I'm tough, I'm smart. But the sound went, my dad's flashlight. Oh, I took along my baseball bat. And I climbed the stairs into the attic. Oh, I slowly opened the door. The boxes looked like tombstones. And the sound came back once more, and it went, ooh. Was over in the corner under an old white sheet. Well, my legs began to tremble and my skin began to creep. Now most kids would run and hide, most kids but me. You see, that attic door was locked on the inside and I didn't have the key. So I got down on my hands and knees. I must have aged 45 years. I crawled over to the corner. Then the sound ripped through my ears.
Ooh.
Face trauma, sitting cross-legged on the floor, was my very own mama. What are you trying to do? Give a kid a heart attack?
Gotcha,
was all she said. And don't go into the attic. And I went, all my toys and all my cookies, and I should run away. Or maybe I should find myself a fat old garter snake. Just wait till Mother's Day. Or maybe I should clean my room every day.
There is an artist whose work was rejected 5,000 times. She says 5,000 times, and she was known as Scary Mary to those who liked to wine. The art world and the galleries denied Mary a member card, so she displayed her artistry in the only way that she knew how, when her house became a canvas, sculpture garden her front lawn. But some neighbors and alarmists wanted her to take it down, so they took their righteous grumblings to the city authority, where they cowardly filed them in anonymity. There is an artist whose work was rejected 5,000 times. She says 5,000 times, and she was known as Scary Mary to those who like to whine. An Alice in Wonderland experience was Mary's place, exquisite in its intricate colored pattern interlace, but the local punks defaced it. The complainers had their say when the rulings of the city took her sculptures away. As a final humiliation, charged Mary a hefty bill for hauling her inspired works to the landfill. Is an artist whose work was rejected 5,000 times. She says 5,000 times, and she was known as Scary Mary to those who like to whine. The rejections and complaints lay bitter dark in Mary's heart, yet bright and whimsy paints animated her keen art. And the painful public struggle ends in a lovely twist of fate, for the conflict drew the art critics to put her work on their plate. They saw true originality in her stunning folk art imageries, and now her works hang in dignity in very fine art galleries. There is an artist whose work was rejected 5,000 times. She says 5,000 times.
Well, there's another scary title for you. That's called Scary Mary by Barb Ryman from her Catch the Sunset CD. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew, a program produced through a Minnesota Heritage and Cultural Arts grant, and it's done right here in Thief River Falls, Minnesota, from the studios of Pioneer 90.1. And I'm just part of a very, very active crew of employees and volunteers. Mark Johnson, the station manager, thank you, Mark, for making this all happen. And I get help from my sidekick, Glenn Broggett, and many, many others here that make this station something very, very special. If you want to know more about Pioneer 90.1, go to radionorthland.org. You can even donate. Well, I got a CD this week from my buddy Tony Wentersdorf down in Minneapolis. And Tony writes that I was born August 7th, 1945. And that's an important date because it fell between the two atom bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japan, on the previous day, the 6th, and 2 days later on the 9th. And that's why he wrote this song. It's called Atom Bomb Baby. I can't think of anything scarier than that mushroom cloud going up. Hope we're not scaring you too much, though. Here's Tony Wentersdorf with Atom Bomb Baby.
I'm an atom bomb baby, came into this world with a bang. I'm an atom bomb baby. they drop down on Japan. Enola was my mother. She flew down from the sky. Enola was my mother. She flew down from the sky. And when she dropped her little boy, 100,000 people die. I'm an atom bomb baby, came into this world with a bang. I'm an atom bomb baby, came into this world with a bang. Born between the big ones, they dropped down on Japan. Yodel-ay-oh, yodel-ay-oh, yodel-ay-oh. I was born in the year zero. Germany was on its knees. I was born in the year of zero, when Germany was on its knees. Well, the fighting almost over, and the general's all at ease. 'Cause I'm an atom bomb baby, came into this world with a bang. I'm an atom bomb baby, came into this world with a bang. Born between the big ones, they drop down on Japan. Yodel-ay-oh, yodel-ay-oh, get a lot of fallout every time my birthday comes. I get a lot of fallout every time my birthday comes. Between Hiroshima and Nagasaki, pretty hard to have much fun. Oftentimes I wonder, I can really glow in the dark. Yes, oftentimes I wonder, I can really glow in the dark. 'Cause I may be radioactive, light up like a falling star. I'm an atom bomb baby, came into this world with a bang.
I say that was Tony Wentersdorf, who was born between the two big bomb blasts in Japan, 1945. I emailed Tony today and told him, coincidentally, yours truly was born on the day of the first casualty, the first American casualty in the Korean War, and that was July 5th, 1950. Ah, we're getting old, Tony. Well, the night would not be complete without a song by our buddy Bob Muscovitz, and I hope you're listening, Bob. Of all of your titles, this is the only one I could find that had something to do with Halloween. Here's Full Moon Night with Bob Muscovitz here on Homebrew.
trees. I look across the lake. There's very little breeze. The boats go to and fro, gazing at the sight of all these beautiful. It's a full moon night. The sun has gone to sleep. I sit here on this chair, staring at the moon, wondering what's out there. Two lovers on the beach, holding on so tight. The romance in the air, it's a full moon night. The glow is on the lake, like candles on a cake. The memories now awake, and I reminisce. I smile as if by fate, the full moon gives a taste. But I just can't wait as I turn to kiss. The woman dressed in white, it's a full moon night. The moonlight fills the night, reflects upon the lake, rising ever higher. We anticipate here within the darkness. Both make it right, sharing something beautiful. It's a full moon night. A glow is on the lake, like candles on a cake. The memories now awake, and I reminisce. I smile as if by fate, the full moon gives a taste. But I just can't wait as I turn to kiss the woman dressed in white. It's a full moon night. It's a full moon night. Stars are shining bright. Not a cloud in sight to block the view. It's a full moon night, beautiful the sight. Reminiscing all that we've been through. This is a perfect end to what we've said and done. The full moon says it all, writing us as one. She is so beautiful in her gown of white. That was 40 years ago on a full moon night. The glow is on the lake, like candles on a cake. The memories now awake, and I reminisce. I smile as if by fate, the full moon gives a taste. But I just can't wait as I turn to kiss the woman dressed in white. It's a full moon night.
I want you.
As Minnesota's very own Mason Jennings with the City of Ghosts from a CD made in 2009 titled Blood on Blood of Man. I broke my glasses this week, folks, and I nursed them along for a long time. The lenses would fall out, and I'd pull that little plastic band around them on the bottom because they were rimless, and the band broke, and I finally gave up. So I chucked them in the garbage, and I've been squinting all week, and I have my magnifying glass with today in case I need to read some CD covers. But oh, such is the life of growing old. Say, I have a song here, trusty guitar in hand. I wrote this song after my favorite murderer beat the rap and walked free. And I was the happiest guy because the song, I mean, I sang it at concerts and coffee shops, wherever, and it went over like gangbusters. And then what happens? They went and tried the dude again, threw him in jail, and now I gotta wait to get some more mileage out of this song once he gets out. But once they spring him, the song's gonna have some relevance again. When I was young, I'd lay awake at night, scared some monster would come in the night. Zombies would eat me like corn on the cob, and then there was the blob. Woo! Martians would render me in their jaws. Mummy would wrap me in a mile of gauze. Ed Gein would put my skin to good use, but that was long ago, 'cause OJ's on the loose. OJ's on the loose. I'd smell the creature from the Black Lagoon, or hear Wolfman howl at the moon. A Frankenstein would strangle me like a noose, but that was long ago, 'cause OJ's on the loose. OJ's on the loose. I smell Dracula's bloody breath, Godzilla's stomping me to death, robot supersonic punch, Morlocks having me for lunch. He killed Ron Goldman and his wife, and friend, he didn't use a paring knife. He beat the rap 'cause he's the juice, so look out, America, OJ's on the loose. OJ's on the loose. OJ's on the loose. Won't be long, he'll be out. OJ's on the loose. Well, I hope you enjoyed that little tune. A lot of older references, because I'm an old guy. Here's Great Uncle Helmer with Winter Ghost here on Minnesota Homebrew.
There is a ghost that haunts your town, strolling by the river, walking tall around, jacket, boots and laces all leather brown. 18 shades of blue ever since he came down. Winter ghost, you can see right through. Winter ghost, 18 shades of blue. Sitting in the square on a dark winter's day, where she sat with him when the trees were on display, where he moved to show her and she moved to go away. He glides into the river where he still must die today. Winter ghost, you can see right through. winter ghost. You can see right through winter ghost.
It sounds like a digital bagpipe. Enough. Enough. Oh, that's our buddy Captain Carl from his Art is a Lie, Baby. Sorry, interrupted him there. That's called Shadowy Figure. And Captain Carl was singing the song before by Great Uncle Helmer, a group he's a member of. A little later, I'm going to tell you about Captain Carl's garbage project. And have a good time tonight. Doug Milloway comments about my song, OJ's on the Loose. Cool song, but what does orange juice have to do with Halloween? Well, only that it's orange, I guess. Maybe I should have said pumpkin juice. Don Croker is listening from East Grand Forks. We're going to have Don on live next week, God willing, during the second hour of Minnesota Homebrew. Bob Muscovitz is listening, and Don Karski from St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin, says, me, I'm listening. And Bob asks, I'll bet your wife's getting bombed by kids trick-or-treating. No, she skipped out on it this year. Bob went out to supper with a lady friend of hers. Didn't want to be there without me, I guess. And he compliments me on my song. Thank you, Bob. You and Don does, too. Songwriters is really what this show is all about. Celebrating the creative efforts of people with a strong connection to Minnesota who just want to pour their heart out, write about things that bother them, things that make them happy, and in my case, totally inane subjects. So this week, we got another song from Adam Hammer. It's called Home. He says it's a demo, but go ahead and play it. And as you know, Adam is from down St. Cloud Way. I want to say Waite Park or Sartell, one of the two. I get him and Dave Cofell mixed up as to where they live. But anyway, a very, very talented man who grew up in Underwood, Minnesota. Here's Adam Hammer with Home.
Thank you.
Talented man Adam Hammer with Home. You may be wondering, what does Home have to do with Halloween or being scary? Well, folks, you should have grown up in the house I did. That was one scary place. 100-year-old farmhouse with no insulation in the walls, and I'd wake up every morning and see my breath, you know, coming out, and that was in the summer. Gee. Anyway, here's our friend Adam Spreck from the Twin City area with his song Ghost of a Town here on MHB.
town with a final gunfight. The riders went down. They're both still alive, right where the bodies fell. When they rode into that town, they rode straight into hell.
Was Andrew Spreck, Ghost of a Town. As we follow through with our theme for tonight, which is Halloween, I don't know how scary the songs are, but the titles were a little creepy at times. I'm your host, Carl Unbehan, here from the studios of Pioneer 90.1. I haven't had a single trick-or-treater. And if my daughter's listening tonight, I sure would like it if you'd come over to that northeast door and bring Olivia and Odin down here. I'd love to see what they look like tonight. And if not, send me a picture on Facebook. Lots of people listening, and if you have a request, feel free to make it. Go to our Minnesota Homebrew Radio Show Facebook page and just post your request there. Also, if you want to know how to submit your songs to the show, click on the About link. You'll learn all you need to know about how you can send it, because like we say here, you send it, we play it. Hour two coming up. Stick around.